The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out with a couple of pieces of entertainment news. If you have any tickets for any upcoming Stevie Nicks concert appearances, you'll be waiting a while. Coronavirus cases are up again, and Nicks has decided to cancel all her performances the rest of this year. The canceled shows, Bottle Rock, Napa Valley in California, Jazz Aspen Festival in Colorado, and Austin City Limits Music Festival. Now, she was also scheduled to appear at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, but that has since been postponed. Organizers say the other events are currently scheduled, and they're working on replacements for Stevie. Again, in the coming weeks, who knows what's going on with COVID, so maybe they'll be on, maybe they won't. And actress Christina Applegate says she's been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Applegate, an Emmy Award winner, is best known for her roles in Married with Children and Dead to Me on Netflix. Applegate won her Emmy in 2003 for a guest spot on Friends and has a Tony Award nomination for the musical Sweet Charity. Her films include The Sweetest Thing, Anchorman, Hall Pass, and Bad Moms. The 49-year-old actress also battled breast cancer in 2008. Multiple sclerosis, also known as MS, affects the nervous system and often results in progressive physical and cognitive decline. Durham's American Tobacco Campus is getting set to again host free outdoor concerts. Here's the schedule for those upcoming concerts on the lawn. Wednesday, September 15th, The Dead Tongues. Wednesday, September 22nd, Reese Palmer. Wednesday, September 29th, Skylar Gudaz. And Friday, October 1st, The Velt. Masks are required when indoors, but of course not on the lawn. Attendees are asked to maintain 6 feet between others at all times. Well, the IBMA World of Bluegrass is not too far off. The huge event has decided to stick around for another 3 years. While last year's World of Bluegrass was completely virtual, the 2021 version will be mostly live. The World of Bluegrass will run September 28th to October 2nd in downtown Raleigh and include virtual streaming options for some events. The 5-day Bluegrass event will include the IBMA Business Conference, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, the 32nd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, and IBMA Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC. Events will be held at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Red Hat Amphitheater, and other downtown Raleigh venues. In addition, IBMA announced it's extended its contract with the City of Raleigh to host the festival through 2024. On October 1st and 2nd, IBMA will hold its free street festival known as Bluegrass Live. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, will be held in October. The festival was originally set to take place May 15 and 16 in downtown Raleigh, but it had to be postponed and is now scheduled for October 9 and 10. The annual festival normally is held, of course, in the spring. The popular Brick Universe Lego convention is coming back after being shut down last year because of the pandemic. Tickets are already on sale for the Raleigh event, which is scheduled for September 25 and 26 at the Raleigh Convention Center. Tickets are $15 each. For more details, check out their website, brickuniverse.com/Raleigh. The North Carolina State Fair is dedicating an entire half day at the fair to help people with sensitivities to light and sound. Accessibility Day, presented by Bandwidth, will be held Sunday, October 17th between 9 and noon. During those hours, a few changes to the busy fair environment will be tailored to children and adults on the autism spectrum or those with sensory processing disorders, including the lowering of sound and light stimulants. No lights or music between 9 and noon at carnival rides and vendor booths. Only acoustic concerts without light amplification at stages until noon. Limited use of the public address system. The addition of a chill-out zone with tables and chairs, low lighting, and soft music for people who wish to take a break from the fair festivities. And the addition of adult changing stations in existing family restrooms. The day is sponsored by Bandwidth, a major sponsor of the NC State Fair. Of course, it's set for October 14th through the 24th. Of course, tickets are now on sale for the State Fair. Adult admission is $10 if purchased before the fair opens, $13 if purchased at the gate. Tickets for those ages 6 to 12 and over 65 are $5. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Tickets are also on sale for ride wristbands, ticket sheets, and trips on the State Fair Flyer chairlift. Tickets are being sold through etix.com. Over the past decade, the fair has drawn about 1 million visitors annually over the course of the 10-day run. September 9th through the 11th, the Hopscotch Music Festival is set to celebrate its 11th year. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. The festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its programming highlights this diversity each year. This year, Hopscotch will feature a new layout with programming across two main stages in downtown Raleigh, one at the City Plaza and one at the newly redesigned Moore Square. Again, the Hopscotch Music Festival set for September 9th through the 11th. Band Together and United Way of the Greater Triangle have announced a benefit concert this fall in downtown Raleigh. This year's event, dubbed Comeback Fest, is set for October 23rd at Red Hat Amphitheater and will feature funk soul trio Krugabin, soul revivalist Lee Fields in the Expressions, and legendary hip-hop MC Big Daddy Kane. Of course, tickets are on sale. All profits from the show will go to support the United Way's upcoming slate of nonprofit partners and Band Together's local nonprofit recipients from the past 20 years. Okay, Carolina Theater schedule. Of course, the theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, September 2nd, Mallarmé Chamber Players with Hank, Patty, and the Current. Friday, September 10th, Nurse Blake, the PTO Comedy Tour. Monday, September 13th, Dawes with special guest Aaron Ray. Tuesday, September 14th, Alan Parsons Live Project Tour 2021. Wednesday, September 22nd, Gregory Porter. Thursday, September 23rd, an evening with Amy Grant. The contemporary Christian music was basically put on the map because of her, and she was the first artist to have a platinum record, the first to hit number one on the pop charts, and the first to perform at the Grammy Awards, all under the contemporary Christian music banner. Saturday and Sunday, September 25 and 26, Theo Fawn, an American stand-up comedian, podcaster, television personality, and actor. Monday, September 27th, Blues Traveler. Tuesday, September 28th, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Friday, October 1st, Patton Oswalt, live Who's Ready to Laugh Tour. Thursday, October 14th, the Marshall Tucker Band. When you wake up and want to put a smile on your face, you think of the songs that always manage to reach down and touch your soul the moment you hear the first note. The Marshall Tucker Band is one such group. Friday, October 15th at Carolina Theater, one night with Nikki Glaser Tour. Thursday, October 21st, the Mavericks, an Espanol World Tour. Friday, October 22nd, it is Justin Willman, Magic for Humans in Person. Thursday, October 28th, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, Live in Concert 2021. Thursday, November 4th, The Second City. Sunday, November 7th, Drew Lynch. Thursday, November 11th, Together in Concert, with Mary Chapin Carpenter, Mark Cohen, and Sean Colvin. Saturday and Sunday, November 13 and 14, The Last Podcast on the Left. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Thursday, November 18th, Ladisi, The Wild Card Tour. Saturday, November 20th, Jax Films presents Yay Live Live, Yesterday I Ask You. Sunday, November 21st, Chris Thiele. Saturday, December 4th, the Fab Four, the Ultimate Beatles Tribute. Sunday, December 5th, Chris Botti. Saturday, December 18th, Ronnie Chang, the Hope You Get Rich Tour. Also from Durham, DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. Their schedule currently includes Wednesday, August 11th, Styx. Saturday, August 21st, Britt Floyd, the Echoes Tour. And Britt Floyd is, lists itself as the world's greatest Pink Floyd show. Saturday and Sunday, September 4 and 5, it's Stump. Saturday, September 11th, Blippi, the Musical. Saturday, September 18th, the Ultimate Queen Celebration. Since 2017, Mark Martel has fronted the Ultimate Queen Celebration, and an explosive, attention-commanding tribute where some of the most iconic rock anthems merge with a theatrical performance style and eye-popping production. Monday, September 20th, Bianca Del Rio, the Unsanitized Tour. Friday, September 24th, it's Jeff Foxworthy, the Good Old Days Tour. Saturday, September 25th, Indigo Girls. Sunday, October 3rd, Charlie Wilson Live. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5th through the 10th, the band's visit. Friday and Saturday, October 15 and 16, Rain, which is a tribute to the Beatles. This mind-blowing performance takes you back in time with the legendary foursome, delivering a note-for-note theatrical event that is the next best thing to seeing the Beatles. That's from the Associated Press. Experience the world's most iconic band and come celebrate the best of Abbey Road Live. Sunday, October 17th, it's America and their 50th anniversary tour. Of course, one of their signature songs, A Horse with No Name. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, it's Tootsie. Friday, October 29th, arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Saturday, October 30th, LOL Surprise Live. Calling all BBs with feature fan favorites and bestsellers Lady Diva, Royal B, Neonlicious, and Swag in the first ever family spectacular with original music, dancers, a DJ, and never-before-seen live holograms. Wednesday, November 3rd at Deepak, Camp the Band. And that's Camp with a double A. Thursday, November 4th, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021. Go big or go home. All right, PNC Arena. Saturday, August 28th, we've got Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get Tour. Friday, September 17th, Cat Williams, World War III Tour. Monday, September 20th, the WWE Raw Show. Sunday, September 26th, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Wednesday, September 29th, Guns N' Roses. Thursday, October 7th, Alabama, the 50th anniversary tour. Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2020. And then a reschedule, Tuesday, October 26th, it's Michael Bublé. And that is a reschedule from August 18th. And that reschedule, of course, occurred because of COVID. Friday, November 19th, Genesis, The Last Domino, North American Tour 2021. There you have it for PNC Arena. Okay, now we have Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, starting out with Saturday, September 25th. Excuse me, Sunday, September 12th. Almost forgot about this. Boney James, of course, a four-time Grammy nominee. Saturday, September 25th, now we'll get to that. ¿Por qué los hombres aman a las cabronas? Thursday, September 30th, of course, the IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards. Saturday, October 2nd, Alan Saldaña, Noche de Comedia, that's at Memendi Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, and that is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Monday, October 11th, Camille Luz Tour, Memendi Concert Hall. Tuesday through Sunday, October 12th through the 7th, the musical 9 to 5. And that's a North Carolina theater event being held at Memorial Auditorium. October 14th through the 31st, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow from Carolina Ballet. Thursday, October 21st, Funny Lady Paula Poundstone. Friday, October 22nd, Gilberto Santa Rosa at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 14th, Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. This, again, a North Carolina theater event. One of the greatest jazz singers of all time intimately shares her loves and her losses. Set in a small bar in Philadelphia, 1959, Lady Day recounts the life of Billie Holiday and the unraveling of an addicted artist through the songs that made her famous. More than a dozen moving musical numbers are interlaced with personal stories, both hard and humorous, to recount a riveting portrait of the lady and her music mere months before her death. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, November 6th, Duke Energy Center, Ben Folds at Memorial Auditorium. Ben has announced a series of concerts that include solo piano and orchestral performances he's dubbed his In Actual Person Live for Real Tour. Sunday, November 14th, Fidelio, North Carolina Opera. Thursday through Sunday, November 18th through the 21st, Unique Departures, Innovative Variations, Carolina Ballet, Memorial Auditorium. Friday through Sunday, November 26th through the 28th, Champions of Magic, Worldwide Wonders Tour. That is at Memorial Auditorium. December 17th through the 24th, a holiday tradition, the Nutcracker from Carolina Ballet. That's at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, December 18th, it's Taylor Tomlinson, Deal With It Tour. A little bit about what's coming up next year to look forward to. La Boheme, Sister Act, Sanctuary Road, Magic Flute, and On Your Feet. Okay, if we want to talk about a few laughs, let's start with Raleigh Improv, Parkside Main Street in Cary. It's Thursday through Saturday, August 19th through the 21st, Brendan Schaub, 50 Shades of Brown Tour. Wednesday, August 25th, Joe, Mr. D. Dombrowski. Friday and Saturday, August 27th and 28th, Eddie Griffin. And then Thursday through Sunday, September 2nd through the 5th, Aries Spears. Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, Thursday through Saturday, August 19th through the 21st, Michael Rappaport, an American actor and comedian. Michael has appeared in over 60 films since the early 90s. Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st, upstairs at Goodnight's, Ranan Hirschberg. Sunday, August 22nd, it's Talent. Wednesday, August 25th, Nick Coletti. Friday through Sunday, August 27th through the 29th, Donnell Rawlings. And Friday and Saturday, August 27 and 28, upstairs at Goodnight's, Emma Willman. Special note, all shows are 18+. Okay, Red Hat Amphitheater, upcoming shows, Friday, August 27th, Brothers Osborne. Saturday, September 4th, Primus. Sunday, September 5th, Rod Wave, the Soulfly Tour. Sunday, September 12th, Lord Huron with Allison Ponthy. Tuesday, September 14th, Judas Priest, 50 Heavy Metal Years with Sabaton. Wednesday, September 15th, Trippy Red, Trip at Night Tour. Wednesday, September 22nd, Coheed and Cambria. Thursday, September 23rd, Quinn 92 and Chelsea Cutler. Friday, September 24th, TLC's Celebration of Crazy Sexy Cool with Bone Thugs and Harmony. Saturday, September 25th, Brett Young with Maddie and Tay. Monday, September 27th, The Killers imploding the Mirage Tour. And as long as we're talking about these concerts, information is out that some concerts are now want to make sure everybody's COVID-free. So make sure you get all the information about each of one of these concert appearances just about anywhere you go nowadays. North Hills Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park. Let me see. We got August 27th, which is a change. It is now Crucial Fire. September 3rd, Elton Live, the Ultimate Tribute. September 10th, The Shakedown. September 17th, The Breakfast Club. September 24th, Gabriel Bellows, Natural Wonder. Then we're going to go to Cocobooth Amphitheater. Tuesday, August 24th, the Harry Connick Jr. and his band, Time to Play Tour. Sunday, August 29th, Pickin' in the Pines Music Series with country rock pop band To Die For. Friday, September 3rd, Tailgate and Tunes. Sunday, September 5th, Pickin' in the Pines Music Series, Kelly and the Cowboys. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, it is the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Sunday, September 12th, Pickin' in the Pines Music Series, Into the Fog. Sunday, September 19th, Rory John Zach, also Pickin' in the Pines. Sunday, September 26th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys. Also, Wednesday, September 30th, Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. Did I mention the Beach Boys? Wednesday, September 29th, the 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. And then Friday and Saturday, October 1st and 2nd, Triangle Oktoberfest. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? Call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.